The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, this is Eugene Smith, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chickie with Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. A Canadian icon in the music industry, Eugene Smith, vocals, tenor guitar, harmonica, jaw harp, and kalimba from the warm-up band, returns to Wasaga Beach on Saturday, September the 24th at 8:30 p.m. at the Beacon. The band includes the four surviving members of the original group, Eugene Smith on vocals, John Judge on guitar and vocals, Steve Kreptak on drums, and Carl Rabinowitz on bass and vocals. Juno Award winner Grant Slater on keyboards and Pierre Legendre on percussion will also be part of the band. Eugene has over 50 years in the business and has written over 200 original tunes. Having recorded and toured extensively with Ronnie Hawkins, he also performed with B.B. King, Gordon Lightfoot, Ian Tyson, and James Cotton. Eugene also shared the stage with renowned artists such as Katie Lang, Peter Tosh, The Beach Boys, Dave Clark Five, to name a few. In the 60s, he played Toronto and toured the United States as a singer with Ronnie Hawkins and the infamous Hawks. Don't go away, we'll be right back with Eugene Smith from the warm-up band. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hello, I'm Margaret Atwood, and you're listening to BeachBoosterRadio.com.
You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. I'm delighted to welcome back via phone a Canadian icon in the music industry, Eugene Smith, vocals, tenor, guitar, harmonica, jaw harp, and kalimba from the warm-up band, scheduled to perform at the Beacon on Saturday, September the 24th at 8:30 p.m. So nice to have you back on the show, Eugene.
Hi, it's good to be back, yes.
So you have an incredible work history and have worked with some legendary artists, such as Ronnie Hawkins, Joni Mitchell, Gordon Lightfoot, to name a few. Looking back, are you pleased with the success you have garnered over the years?
Not at all.
Ooh, okay.
Not at all. That's why I'm still going. I'm not satisfied yet.
Not satisfied. You just keep on going. Good for you.
Just keep going, yes.
That's good. So what do you enjoy most about your work?
Well, I think what I like, one of the things I like the most is working with other musicians, but also the playing for people and seeing smiles on their faces, or they get up and they just have a good time, and I think that over the years I've been able to do that for a lot of people with my music and with bands of people I've worked with.
So how do you keep the passion of playing music over the years?
How do I keep the passion? Well, I chew gum. And I shower and I sing in the shower.
Excellent. I love it. So you come from a musical background with your father, Al Lucas, who played for Duke Ellington and James Brown. And your mother, Valerie Abbott, was well-known Toronto jazz pianist and vocalist who toured as a jazz singer with Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. Do you find growing up in this environment has influenced your style of music?
Well, it's helped. You know, it really has helped a lot, having parents that were both in musical, their influences. When I was younger, they gave me influences like jazz influences and stuff like that. You know, so it sort of helped my style. I don't do jazz, but it's there a little bit sometimes.
So I understand you wrote over 200 original tunes. That's a lot of songs. So where do you draw your inspiration?
I did. Where did I find? Oh, I don't know. I could I got it from the bottle, but I won't say that. I just from listening to people talk and just life itself, you know, you just hear things and see things and you write them down and try and put them to music, you know.
So do you have a favorite song you like to perform?
Oh, no, not really a favorite song. I just like performing, period, you know. Like, I've been asked that question before. And there are certain songs that I like to do, and there are certain songs that, well, I'll never, like, sitting on the dock of the bay. Like, I learned that song when I was a teenager. And I've been singing that song ever since. It's probably one of the songs I'll never throw out of my repertoire of songs, mm-hmm. even though I didn't write it or anything. But it's just, well, there are certain songs that I'll just keep around forever, you know.
As we go to break, can you please introduce one of your songs from your CD that you'll be performing with a warm-up band?
Yes, let's try Amy. That's that made number 12 in Leamington, Ontario, when it was out years ago. So, Amy, why I love you. That's a good one.
Joining me today via phone is Eugene Smith from the Warm Up Band. You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com.
Had a notion the other day, I had included you, that maybe you'd like to come my way. If you had a mind, yeah. Said we wouldn't be gone for long. Oh, and we'd have a ball. Run along just to be with you. I gotta know once and for all. You had to pack a few things while you paid just a while. You said I might as well come in and sit and wait a minute. Then you turned left with a smile. We were gone around 2:30. Hit it down to 25. Oh Lord, just to be with you. I said I felt like what you call man alive. Amy, why, tell me why. Love ya. Amy, why, oh why. Love ya. This has never happened before. It may never happen. This happened since I don't know where to go. Just along the way, and all the children and grown-ups were gathered round. Something was going on. It was one of them bright sunny days. Punch and Judy were doing their thing. It's good pop, 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 let's go. Oh Lord, just to see you smile, I gotta let you know. Yeah.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com with my guest via phone, Eugene Smith. Murray McLaughlin states, sometimes just the feel of a song says a lot about where it's coming from and the spirit in which it was written. There's a real delightful feel about Eugene's music that only the performance carries. What comes to mind when you hear this?
It's probably true. A lot of times, the performance on stage is hard to capture on vinyl or whatever, you know, or on a CD.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I try to tell stories if I can.
Okay.
Sometimes they're happy stories. Sometimes they're not so happy. but that's basically it.
And the music industry has changed over the years. So what are your thoughts on today's sound?
Well, there's lots of good music still out there, lots of good music being created, and I think there's a lot of music that's been watered down, like, you know, where they get a formula and they just stick with that formula, you know, but anyways, it's all good still.
So you're scheduled to perform at the Beacon on September the 24th with the four surviving members of the original warm-up band. So can you please introduce your band members and give us a bit of a history as to how you guys met?
Oh, geez. In a drunken stupor. Up at the Mountain View Hotel in Collingwood years ago, and John Judge and Teddy Grimes, who's no longer with us, but Hector McLean was the bass player at the time, and Steve Kreptak came along and playing drums, and we just all got together one at a time, and the band formed itself, and then Carl Rabinowitz replaced Hector, and it's just been... The warm-up band was together for about 5 or 6 years, touring around Ontario, went to the East Coast and played there in Halifax and Newfoundland, and opened up for the Beach Boys and Peter Tosh and Kool and the Gang, it was lots of fun.
Wow, you've opened up with some major, major artists there. So I hear you will be joined by Grant Slater on keyboard, a Juno Award winner whose credits include Long John Baldry, Petula Clark, to name a few, as well as Pierre Legendre on percussion. How long have they been part of the warm-up band?
Well, they're just, let's see, Grant started just doing this... Wasega Beach stint with us first year, 2 years now, and Pierre was with us last year doing percussion.
Okay, and you're also scheduled to perform at Hugh's Room in Toronto on October the 9th. Is this part of your summer tour?
No, it's just a couple of places we're playing this summer, and the Hugh's Room is going to be the last one we play. We're just doing two jobs this year, and one's at Wasega Beach and one's at the Hughes Room.
Great. So where can we find more information, Eugene, on yourself and the warm-up band?
You can go to Carl's website and find some stuff out about us there. Basically, I'm not a computer kind of guy.
And you have a Facebook?
No, I don't.
Okay, so the website is the best place to find the information. Well, thank you, Eugene, for being my guest, and we look forward to welcoming you back to Wasega Beach and the warm-up band on Saturday, September the 24th at 8:30 p.m. at the Beacon, located 146 45th Street North. But before we go, I'm not done yet. Can you please introduce one more song?
One more song. Let's try Walk Away. Called Walk Away, and that's a tune that the guitar player John Judge he wrote that song, and I sing it, and it made gold rotation one time in Toronto on CHFI or one of those stations.
That's great. Well, you're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
Drive me to
walked away. Now this town is changing. I feel like some old sailor lost out at sea. Did you think she would stick around? It's no dream, she's gonna leave. Now the story's changing. Where's that happy ending? Or I made for leave. Darling, I can't see why you had to
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Eugene Smith for being my guest and wishing him and the warm-up band continued success. A special thanks to Carl Rabinowitz for making this interview possible. Eugene Smith and the warm-up band will be performing at the Beacon on Saturday, September the 24th at 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 and available by emailing Carl Rabinowitz at carl@theirmusic.com. For more information on Eugene, visit eugenesmith.ca. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Diana Chicky. Beach Corner now available on podcasts with a new weekly show anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy our unique and local programming. Beach Corner is a regular feature in Beach Booster publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.